Item 20, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding the issuance of several requests for proposals in fall 2013. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Sponsor.
Chairman, supervisors, this is an informational item just as a courtesy, just to get some discussion and to educate you on some RFPs that we would like to issue this fall. We have several topics that we wanted to reach out to the public to diversify our services that we offer in the parks. Oftentimes we are approached by vendors looking for opportunities, and we thought this might be a good way to go ahead and kind of formalize the procedure, make sure that, you know, everything is consistent as we move forward with extending different services throughout the park system. So we have several of them that we are going out for. Again, food and beverage service, this is one that will also encompass our beer gardens. As you know, that we did an update to you a couple cycles ago in regards to where we were on our beer garden RFPs. We had done two of them at the beginning of 2013, and unfortunately we got no formal proposals. There was a lot of interest. I again think that many vendors were looking at getting another season under their belt at Esterbrook to see how successful that was, and now with the opening of the landing at Hoyt and the success of that beer garden, I think we'll be a little bit more successful this fall in getting some formal proposals for that. Second one would be looking to expand our services at the Brown Deer Golf Clubhouse. We do feel that there's an opportunity there for expanded services for caterings and for a more formal sit-down kitchen-type service at the golf course that will hopefully draw in more business as far as golf outings and corporate functions at the clubhouse. It's such a beautiful setting, and we think that with partnering with someone, they would be able to increase usage there at the golf course. Third one is a ropes course. We went ahead and did an RFP in early 2012 to garner some interest for a ropes course. A couple vendors had come to us expressing interest in this area. However, the timeline at the time was a little bit aggressive. This does take a lot more planning and implementation than we were aware of when we initially issued it in January. So we are looking to do it in the fall just to see if there is continued interest in providing that opportunity somewhere in the park system. The zoo's little ropes course has been very successful for them, and it would be something similar to that. Fourth one is in regards to providing educational classes, outings, tours, day camps. Again, we are looking to significantly increase our programming and reaching out to the community. And, you know, we've got such great partners with providing a lot of programming, especially to kids. You know, you've had several of them here today with Summit, with the Boys and Girls Club, with Artists Working in Education. We're so happy to work with them because oftentimes those opportunities that they provide our youth in the arts happen in the parks. So it's just a really good opportunity to reach out to say, you know, are there any more opportunities out there so that we can add some programming to our slate and reach out to as many people as we can.
Very good. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding the fourth RFP, I think this is a great opportunity. So how will this be marketed?
Chairman, supervisor, do you how would we market the RFP itself?
Yeah, this one right here, because there's a lot of different organizations that I feel that can, you know, fulfill this need. So how will this one be particularly marketed?
Chairman, supervisor, what we usually do is post it online. We also will do a advertisement in the Daily Reporter. We also are very aggressive at partnering with supervisors and to our current partners and their networks to get out as many mailings as we possibly can. We do not solely rely on the fact that we put it online and assume that people, you know, look at it. We actually go out and proactively communicate with organizations so they know that this opportunity exists.
Okay. All right. And regarding the beer garden, did you decide on a three-year contract or was it 1 year? I know there was some concern about that. Vendors wanted a 1 year instead of the three.
Chairman, supervisors, that was correct. That was some of the initial feedback that we got. Again, Esterbrook was so new. Mm-hmm. They had only had 1 year under their belt, and I think the original RFP, we had looked at a five-year commitment, and some of them were a little hesitant with a five-year. I think now with two successful seasons, two successful beer gardens, that we probably will get, again, more formal proposals.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Alexander, then Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to extend a formal thank you on behalf of this committee for just bringing this information to us. I think there are many times that RFPs go out to the public, and that's not always something that's on our radar as supervisors. So sometimes it's a surprise to us when we get a report that says, well, you know, we've done an RFP and here's who we'd like to contract with. And then we get all kinds of red flags that raise because we feel that we didn't have any notice or that we weren't really informed of what was going on. And I think that even though this is just, you know, a limited overview of what is going on, it helps us know what to expect in a future meeting when you'll end up coming to us with a proposal for a contract under the RFP. So thank you very much for doing that. We appreciate that information flow.
Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I noticed there's sometimes as I tour parks, I notice there's certain buildings that seem underused or empty or that really could use some improvement. And I was wondering if Ms. Schlesser could tell us about the range of facilities that are being, that might be available through this RFP. These pavilions and so on, Ms. Chair?
Chairman, Supervisor, we want to remain as flexible as possible. So the RFP is going to, you know, our intent is to make it very general. Our experience has been with many of the vendors who come in that we end up having partnerships are they have incredibly creative ideas, and they oftentimes pick places that we might not necessarily identify. And so we don't want to be too narrow-minded as we go in and set criteria that maybe limits their creativity. So we're going to leave it very open.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further questions? Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you please elaborate on a general services RFP? I see you have some educational classes and structure outings. Can you just explain a little bit further exactly what you intend on providing?
Chairman, supervisors, with this, we do a lot of structured programming in our nature centers and our horticultural facilities and our more destination places like our community centers. I think what we're looking at is bringing more programming into parks that don't necessarily have destination facilities, bringing them in for tours. Again, a good example of the things that we would look at is you know, the mobile art with artists working in education. That's a really great example of providing that opportunity in a mobile capacity to reach as many people as possible. So I think that is really our focus, is to really look at how we can expand our programming to reach as many people as we can, and a very diversified service too, looking at a lot of ideas and again remaining flexible.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you. Would the Urban Ecology Center be an ideal agency for this particular RFP?
Chairman, supervisors, they've been a great partner of ours that have done a lot of programming. It certainly would not preclude them from you know, coming up with some additional programming in other parks than what they currently are serving in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion or questions, this item is informational. And we'll move, thank you for the report. We'll move on to item number 21, please.